So I wonder, do you have voices in your head? Some of you are laughing. It must be true. Do you have voices in your head from your past or from movies or from a TV show that kind of pop up? Who has voices or lines in their head from a movie or a TV show? Oh, you do? Oh, great. A whole bunch of people raise their hand. So I have heard that a lot of people have lines in their head from the movie The Godfather. Is this true? Do you guys have this pop up in your head? So are there voices from your past? Maybe the voice of your mother saying, eat all your vegetables. Or maybe it's something else. Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of God. With all these voices, how do we know when we are hearing from the voice of the divine? I'd like to share with you a clip from the movie Happy Feet. And this clip talks about Happy Feet, the heart song.
Good morning, Pop.
Good morning, Viola.
Right. Well, today we begin with the most important lesson you will ever learn at Penguin Elementary. Does anyone know what that is? Anyone? Anyone? Someone? Seymour?
Fishing?
No. Mumble?
Don't eat yellow snow.
No, that's not it. No.
It's our heart song.
Thank you, Gloria. Excellent. Yes. Without our heart song, we can't be truly penguin, can we?
No.
But, my dear, it's not something that I can actually teach you. Does anybody know why? Anyone? Anyone?
You can't teach it to us, Sam, because we have to find our heart songs all by ourselves.
Well done, you.
It's the voice you hear inside.
Yes.
Who you truly are.
Yes, thank you, Gloria. Excellent, lovely, thank you. So, let's all be very still now. Take a moment and let it come to you.
I got one.
One at a time. Yes, Seymour.
Don't push me, because I am close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
Yes, I like that one. I could really get jiggy with that. Lovely.
I'm ready. I got one.
Oh, I thought you might, Gloria.
Midnight creeps so slowly into hearts of those who need more than they get. They like to have a bad hand. You're a penguin who has laid too many eggs. That's as far as I got so far.
Oh, yes, lovely, really lovely.
That's beautiful.
Well, the movie goes on to share how one of the penguins does not know his heart song yet. And the other penguins think he's strange because he does not know his heart song. How many of us go through life or periods of life lost? Not quite sure of our heart song or why we are even here or our purpose. For me, it's interesting how throughout life we may know and be sure of our heart song, but other times we struggle to know the tune or even the words. Let's see if our text from Romans has any clues. The letter to the Romans was written by the Apostle Paul about the year 58 CE. Paul was writing to introduce himself to the Christian house church in Rome, which included both Jew and Gentile before his arrival. He had worked with several Christian church houses before this, so he was speaking from experience as he spoke about the gifts of the body of believers. He wrote to the house church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to remind the body of believers that each member has their own gift to share. Our Roman text has similar guidance for the community of Rome. Paul says in verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God. How do we discern the will of God with all the voices in our heads and the noise of this world? What could be meant by conformed to this world? Is Scripture reminding us of our place as Christians in this world? We are not meant to take on the characteristics of the world of greed and power or us versus them, but the characteristics of Jesus' love. As we live out our purpose, Paul reminds us of the way in which we share this love. We share God's love through our gifts given by our God and by prayer to continually reconnect with that love. We have unique gifts that, when used together in the community of faith, Jesus' love blossoms and transforms lives. How are we listening to the voices to live out our divine purpose? What if, as we prayed, we quieted our minds and we listened behind the voices, beyond the noise, to discern this? When we hear a voice, we may ask, does this align with what Jesus named the greatest commandment? Ask, does this bring me closer to loving God, closer to loving neighbor, or closer to loving self? When the answer is yes, then we can be sure it is the voice of God. When we are not sure of our heart song or our purpose, in Scripture, Paul says, do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. In other words, just pray and listen behind all those voices for the still, small voice of God, so that you may be continually transformed. Prayer is listening for the still small voice of God, listening with the ear of our hearts. Amen.